proclamation number 6484 dated the February 25th, 1956. Voluntary bond with God. Everything that encourages your bond with me will help you attain perfection. For this bond with me gives you the strength to comply with my will, and the fulfillment of my will also assures your soul's full maturity. A soul which never lets go of me can experience joys and suffering. It will always join me more closely and has then already passed its test of earthly life. It has wholeheartedly granted me its previously opposing will. It returned to me voluntarily and has completely detached itself from my adversary. Once I have become a person's purpose in life, earthly life will no longer exert a detrimental influence on the soul, even if it gets completely involved in the field of duty it was placed into in earthly life. Every human being can establish the union with me on earth already without becoming unsuitable for the requirements demanded of him. He will indeed be able to master them as long as he creates and works with me and my strength constantly flows to him. Spiritual aspiration need not signify failure in earthly life. Only that worldly people can't be convinced of that because they need an excuse when they are confronted by their spiritual shortcomings. The earthly life of a person who has wholeheartedly handed himself over to me is extraordinarily blessed, because as long as he lives on earth I will truly not withdraw the strength from him to work in an earthly way. However, his spiritual striving must come first. I must be his purpose in life. He must always draw the strength from me and never approach earthly work on his own, for then it will seem so difficult to him that he has to turn to me, because that is what I want. Your purpose of earthly life is your return to me of your own free will. For this reason, everything in life will approach you such that you can feel prompted to turn to me. And whatever happens then will be beneficial if you thereby establish the bond with me. I cannot visibly cross your path and more or less force you to follow me, but I must nevertheless use such means by which I can achieve this very goal. And adversity is truly an effective means to make you realize your own lack of strength and to motivate you to send a cry for help to me, which I will gladly grant in order to entice you to come ever closer to me. But you can believe me that I will hold every adversity at bay as soon as you have become my own, as soon as you make such close contact with me in your thoughts that I can constantly walk beside you. You tie the tightest bond through love. For if you are lovingly active, you are working with me, the eternal love itself. Therefore, adversity will often be the impetus for loving actions. You can appeal to me for help, but you can also help your fellow human beings yourselves. And then you are always united with me, and every contact assures your spiritual ascent. You will live your life successfully if you can no longer imagine your life without me. Then you will truly have won everything. Then you will be seized by my love, which will provide you with everything you need, both in a spiritual as well as in an earthly way. Then your life on earth will be richly blessed, for you will want to motivate your fellow human beings into joining me. Driven by my strength of love, you will also draw their attention to the purpose of their earthly, and in their adversity show them the path to me. For with me you achieve everything, but without me you remain weak and immature, and your soul will be unable to perfect itself. Amen.